welcome to Tuned to Yesterday, delivering programs from radio's golden era. I'm your host, Mark Levionier, with you for this hour of sitcoms. Later on, the Aldrich family is on the air, but right now, a CBS broadcast of Life with Luigi from February 26th, 1952, with the very talented J. Carroll Nash.
The makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum invite you to enjoy Life, Life with Luigi, a comedy show created by Cy Howard, directed by Mack Benoff, and starring that celebrated actor, Mr. J. Carroll Nash, with Alan Reed as Pasquale. Now, Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum brings you Luigi, as he writes another letter describing his adventures in America to his Mama Basco in Italy.
Dear Mamma Mia, it's impossible to describe to you all the beautiful things that I got here in America. So I'm sending you some picture postcards. First one that looks like a rose holding an ice cream cone. That's the Statue of Liberty. And next you got a picture of Empire State Building in New York, which is 102 stories big. Mamma mia, I would have hated to live on that top of Florida. Comes a one cold day, you bang on the steam pipes, a janitor in the basement don't hear you, and you could freeze it to death. But it's a big and a beautiful building, mamma mia. Next, you see a picture of Adela Planetarium in Chicago, and the bottom it says, come in and see the stars for 50 cents. But a wonderful thing about America, mamma mia, is you ain't got a 50 cents, you can stay outside to look up in the sky, see the stars for nothing. Well, with all these postcards, you get idea of America. Big, strong, beautiful. And I'm hoping someday I'm going to do something for America to show how much I'm a lover. Well, I finish my letter later because it's a time now to go to my night school. America, I love you like a papa to me, from ocean to
ocean. All right, class, I'll call the roll. Mr. Basco?
Here.
Mr. Horowitz?
Here.
Mr. Olson?
Here.
Mr. Schultz?
Peek-a-boo.
Why, Mr. Basco, what got into you?
Even I'm still got the mic cold. Schultz is a home bedder with his and I can't come to school, but he's a making me promise I'm going to peek-a-boo you when you call out his name.
Well, stop being silly. Class, I'll have an announcement to make later, something of civic importance, but let's first get through with our spelling lesson. Yeah. Now, Mr. Basco, we know a noun is singular if it signifies one. But what do we call a noun if it represents more than one of an object? It's not singular, it's,
Pleurisy.
What? Mr. Basco, pleurisy is a disease.
Well, with the penicillin, who worries?
Luigi, I bet you Schultz told you to be the class caught up in his place today. Now, didn't he?
Smile out, and it's all in the fun.
Mr. Basco, that's not very funny. Now, Mr. Horowitz, you may tell us the rule about the plurals of words ending in F or F-E.
They change to V-E-S. Like I have a knife, I have two knives.
That's very good. Now, we have some nouns that don't follow the regular rules. I'll try you again, Mr. Basco. What is the plural of the word child?
Twins?
No.
Triplets?
No.
Quadruplets?
Mr. Basco, I've never seen you acting so frivolous. Any more foolishness, and I'll send you home. Is that clear?
Well, I'm sorry, Miss Pudding. I was just trying to cheer up with the class while Schultz is sick.
Well, stop it. It's bad enough that we...
The plural of child is children.
Olson, please, have a respect to keep quiet while I'm getting the ball out.
What?
I got a right to hear what the Miss Pudding is hollering at me for.
All right, Mr. Basco, I've had enough. I've never seen such behavior from you. And substituting for Mr. Schultz's silliness is the height of presumptuousness. You may leave the room.
Well, Miss Pudding, please, Excuse me?
Well, I don't...
Miss Spalding, may we hear that civic announcement you promised us?
Oh, yes. Well, you might as well listen, Mr. Basco. It may interest you. Our school is making a drive to enlist volunteers for the Civil Defense Program. How many of you would be interested in joining?
Well, me, Miss Spalding, I'm going to join. What am I to do?
Well, you tell people how to take care of themselves during the raid.
Oh, and who's going to tell me?
The city teaches you first, Mr. Basco.
Miss Spalding, I'm going to show you I'm not the guy to hide presumption. What do you said I had? And I'm going to join in and make up for how bad I'm an actor. And I'm going to start the right now, Miss Spalding.
Good.
Where am I go?
City Hall, Civil Defense Section. Do you know where the City Hall is, Mr. Basco?
I'm never going to forget the Miss Spalding. 1 hour after I'm come off of the boat, the Pasquale is ahead of me in the City Hall with the Rosa and a marriage license.
I understand very well, but Mr. Flanagan is busy.
Yeah, but I'm wait half hour already. If somebody is attack America, I'm going to join the civil offense, then I'm going to feel terrible because I'm a promise.
I know. You promised your school teacher.
Please, ask Mr. Hannigan.
The name is Flanagan, and you'd better stop acting so jittery. Mr. Hannigan...
The name is Flanagan.
Mr. Flanagan is very short-tempered.
Please, miss, look in it. Just once more. I look a little bit once
all
more.
All right, I'll look in again. Although you just bawl me out. Mr. Flanagan, are you ready yet? The gentleman...
All right. For heaven's sakes, a man hasn't even got time to finish filing his nails. Show him in.
Mr. Flanagan will see you now, Mr. Basco.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Miss Lady, for looking in again.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Finnegan.
Finnegan?
I mean, Hannigan Flanagan. It's a very pretty name.
Thank you.
Please, I'm coming here to help out America in a case somebody is come over to attack.
Uh-huh. Well, tell me, Mr. Basco, were you born and bred in America?
Well, I was born in Italy, but I'm eating the bread in America.
Now, do you have citizen papers?
I'm going to wait 2 more years. You got your papers, Mr. Hooligan?
Hooligan?
Mamma mia, maybe I'm better go out and I come in again, Mr. Finnegan. I mean...
The name is Flanagan. And for your information, Mr. Basco, I was born in Tallahassee.
Oh. Tallahassee?
Not Tallahassee, Tallahassee.
Well, I see. I mean, what age are you coming to this country, Mr. Tallahassee?
Mr. Basco, Tallahassee is in Florida. Now, let's stop wasting time and begin filling out your civil defense volunteer application form.
All right, sir.
Your full name?
Luigi Basco.
Middle initial?
No, that's the full name.
I mean, do you have a middle initial with that name?
That's impossible, because when I'm right, I'm a squeeze Luigi and a Basco so close together, nothing is going to fit in between.
Just say no, Mr. Basco.
No, Mr. Basco.
Wise guy.
No, Mr.
I dare you.
Flanagan.
Now, home address?
21 North Holster Street.
Phone?
Andover 972-945. And if America's ever have attack, please don't be bashful, Mr. Flanagan. Call me right up anytime.
I will, Mr. Basco.
Thank you, Mr. Flanagan.
The name is Hannigan. I mean Finnegan. I mean...
Mamma mia, maybe you better go out than come in again.
All right, let's not mention names anymore.
No.
Now, as regards our defense, what type of work are you qualified to do?
Well, if we was attacked, I got a too strong a feet, and I can run around tell everybody.
That wouldn't be of much help.
Then how come Paul Revere has done it?
Paul Revere had a horse.
Oh. Then maybe you want to... I'm sure to buy a horse.
No! No, that won't be necessary.
Right.
Now, let's finish this form, shall we? Now, how much time can you devote to civil defense work?
When we get attacked, that's when I'm got the time.
Very smart. Nevertheless, what hours and days of the week will you be available for defense duty?
Well, let me see now. I've got... Every morning, my alarm clock is a ring at 6:30. I'm going to get up at 8 o'clock.
Well, hold it. If you get up at 8, why don't you set the alarm for 8?
Oh, no, that's no good. Then I'm going to get up at 9:30, and that's too late.
Go on.
Well, then I'm going to work. I'm going to work until 6 o'clock. Then it's a supper till 7. Night to school is at 9. But after 9 o'clock, it's all right to have the attack.
I'll tell the army.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Well, that completes your form, Mr. Basco.
How you said my name?
Yeah, yes, so I did.
I'm civil defense worker now, huh?
No, not yet, Mr. Basco. The chief deputy of the division has to pass first on your fitness.
Oh, and who's this chief of deputy?
Me.
You're going to pass to me, Mr.
Go on, say my name now.
Wait, don't tell me.
Don't worry, I won't.
It's Mr. Flannelgown.
Believe it's not Flannelgown, it's Flanagan, Mr. Barco.
Barco, it's a... Barco.
Barco.
It's a Basco.
Oh, is that so?
Mamma mia, I would have been better off if we was two different people.
Now let's turn to page 2 of Luigi Basco's letter to his mother in Italy.
Well, mamma mia, I had the worst day in my life. I was acting so bad when I got to civil defense place that even though I want to help America, they must think I'm going to start to declare the war. Anyway, I'm going to go out. I'm going to bought some civil defense handbook. And right away, I'm going to have to defend myself because while I was busy reading, Pasquale is coming.
Luigi, my friend. Hello, Luigi. Hello, hello.
Hello, Pasquale.
What are you reading there, little banana nose? Let me see. Pattern for survival. Luigi, since when you took up a dressmaking?
No, Pasquale, this is about a civil defense. It's to tell you what you should do if the atom bomb is to come.
As if I wouldn't know what to do without reading that book.
What do you do?
Like every other normal person, I would faint.
No, Pasquale, you're wrong. You're supposed to fall down in front of some big, heavy thing and let that protect you.
You fall down in front of something heavy?
Uh-huh.
Luigi, marry my daughter, Rosa. You got a lifetime of bombers.
Pasquale, maybe it's funny to you, but this book, A Pattern for Survival, could save your life if you was to read it.
Oh, stop. I happen to be the quick thinking type. I would do the right thing just by using my brain.
Oh? Well, Pasquale, if you knew atom bomb was going to fall in 2 minutes and blow up at the whole street, what would you do?
Sell my store, quick. Luigi, stop worrying so much about bombs. What's going to happen? Is it going to happen? Be like me. I'm a fatalist.
No, I'm not that like you, Pasquale. And today I'm going to try to do something to help.
What do you try to do, little cabbage pussy?
Oh, no, I'm not going to tell you because you're going to laugh.
Oh, no, no, Luigi, I'm not going to laugh.
You promising me you're not going to laugh?
You got my honest word. And now what did you do?
Well, I went to join the civil defense to help defend America. That's not a nice of you promise you wasn't going to laugh.
Who's laughing? I just got a hysterical.
Pasquale, I would be the happiest fellow in Chicago if a civil defense was to accept me.
What, you mean they turn you down?
That's right.
Well, goodbye, Greenhorn, hello, Italy.
Huh? What are you talking about, Pasquale?
That's all. You true. You finish. I bet you right this minute the FBI is reporting to their chief, Herbert Hoover.
No, but why, Pasquale? What am I did it wrong?
What you did wrong? You acted like a stubborn maroon, that's a what. Don't you know only full citizens is allowed to defend America?
Only full?
Full, yes. You only half a citizen. I don't think they'd even let you defend Rhode Island.
Yeah, but Pasquale, what you said before about the FBI, you was only joking.
No, no, Luigi. You liable to have a big catastrophe. You know why? Because you're so stupid.
Stupid, it?
Yeah, you're stupid since you're in America. Everything you did was stupid with a capital of stew.
That's not the truth, Pasquale.
No? Remember the time you walk in a drugstore, you ask for a toothbrush, and when the clerk said, how's about a Dr. West, the toothbrush, you said, if it's belonging to the doctor, how can I use it? you might as well know the worst, Luigi. In this country, you don't volunteer for nothing until you get drafted. You know what's happening probably right now? Truman is telephoning his ambassador in Italy to find out if you was a troublemaker there in your Boy Scout troop.
No, Pasquale, no, that can't be true.
No, that's not all, Luigi. When you went to offer your services and made a pest of yourself, you violated the big American unwritten law, the TVA.
TVA? What's that?
Troublemaking, volunteering aliens.
Mamma mia, Pasquale, tell me quick, what am I should do?
Well, when they come in to question you, there's only one thing you can do.
What?
Swallow a can of la choy, chow mein, and tell them you can only speak the Chinese.
Catch the telephone.
Don't pick it up, Luigi. It sounds marked.
No, Pasquale, I'm... Maybe... Well, I'm a better answer.
Go ahead.
Hello?
Mr. Basco, this is Mr. Flanagan, civil defense.
Who?
Old flannel gown, remember?
Mamma mia.
Hey, listen, Basco, I've been thinking about you. I think I was a little irritable the other day.
Now, please, Mr. Flanagan, I was a double irritable.
Well, all right. Anyway, the reason I called is this. There is something you can do to help the country.
You mean I'm not going to Italy?
Basco, we don't send civil defense volunteers that far. Now, if you really want to help, here's what you can do. Go out, canvass your neighborhood, and get as many volunteers as you can for civil defense. Do you understand?
Oh, sure. Mr. Flanagan, I'm happy to, and thank you so much.
Hey, by the way, Basco, the city is having a practice air raid drill tonight. I suppose you heard about it on the radio?
No. I'm blew out the tube last night without the gaffery.
Well, good luck with your recruiting work, Basco.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Hey, Pasquale, they're not going to send me away. I'm going to help out by making the people to join up with the civil defense.
That's a waste of time.
Why, Pasquale?
Luigi, nobody's going to join. The people today, they don't join or nothing, believe me.
No, Pasquale, I think you're wrong because... I'm going to go out and I'm going to get the 50 people from this neighborhood.
I got $5 to say you don't get a one.
Pasquale, how you going to talk like this? Every American is crazy for his country, and they all want to join the civil defense. I'm going to get the 50. 100.
He's going to get a 50, 100. Sounds like a one-man draft board.
Hey, Mr. Pellegrino.
Luigi, how you feel, huh? How's the attitude of business, huh?
Well, it's not the good, not the bad, just the terrible. Mr. Pellegrino, do you mind if I'm asking you something personally?
Don't bother to ask, Luigi. I'm going to tell you. These two front teeth, they're not mine, but everything else comes with the face.
Miss Pellegrino, I'm want to ask you something about your husband, Joe.
Huh? What about it, Joe?
You think he would want to join the civil defense?
Civil defense?
That's the civil defense is to protect America in case we get attacked. And I'm wondering if Joe's he's the one to help out.
Luigi, if Eisenhower wants a Joe, tell him he shouldn't be lazy. He should come and ask Joe himself.
Hi, Luigi. Take an apple off the counter. He just came in. Beautiful Jonathan's.
Oh, thank you. Astro, I'm coming to ask you something.
$5 enough?
No, it's not. Isn't that the money, Astro? I'm coming to ask you to join the civil defense.
Oh, yeah. I've been reading about that in the paper.
Well, you could be a black water in the first aid of water and airplane to watch you. Or maybe you could help out to the police and the fire department.
Sure. I'll be glad to help
out. Oh, it's a good.
If they assign a fruit warden to watch my store 12 hours a day.
Oh, you mean You mean you're not going to join us,
Astro? Oh, it's not that I don't want to. It's just I ain't got the time, Louise.
Yeah, but how's about in the night the time, Astro, after you close up at the store? What do you do then?
Well, Mrs. Ostro's a little nuts. She thinks I ought to spend at least 1 hour a day with her.
Oh. Well, a good night, Astro.
Yeah. You sure you won't have one of them Jonathans, Luigi?
No, I'm going to find a Jonathan who's the one to help out there. Mamma mia, everybody I'm asking has got no time. Excuse me, mister, you got any time?
Yeah, it's 8:30.
No, I mean the time to help the civil defense.
Oh, very sorry, I'm busy.
That's what they always say, they're busy.
But I really am.
Mamma mia, they all really am. Excuse me, lady.
Yes?
I'm getting volunteers for civil offense. Maybe you want to be black warden or something like that?
Well, to be truthful,
I'm busy. Mister, maybe you...
Busy.
You say you want a life...
Busy.
First aid...
Busy.
Well, you on the country...
Busy. Hey, what's that?
Come on, mommy, that's the air raid, the practice air raid.
Hey, the street lights went out. What are we supposed to do? Where do we go?
I run in the doorway, cover up, by mister. I'm going to go up and I help the light blaster.
Where's everybody running?
Now stop for pushing the people. Stop for pushing.
What are we doing?
It's a practice air raid. Now everybody's going to go into Pasquale's store, lay down on the floor, cover up for your face.
Come on.
Hey, Pasquale, now you run in the kitchen and turn off for the gas, electric, and the water.
All right, Luigi. I'm going.
Hey, you, put out that light.
Okay.
Come on, mommy, look for hazard. There's still more people in the street. Hey, you people, get out. Get off of the street. Now I'm going to run back to Pasquale's restaurant. I'm hot and cold from running all over. All right, everybody all right in here?
Okay, Luigi, electric and water is a turn off.
Yeah, how's about the gas, Pasquale? Turn that off.
But Luigi, that's going to ruin all of my meatballs.
Pasquale, do like I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
Quiet, everybody, shut up, quiet. That's right. Now down on your stomachs, so cover up your face and your arms. Now I'm going to turn on the battery radio.
And everything is proceeding according to schedule. Block wardens, make sure everybody is off the streets and make sure your airplane spotters are at their posts. That is all.
Airplane spotters? Mamma mia, I got nobody to help me out with that. I'm better run up on the roof and look at myself. There's a call on the dock on the roof. Well, so far no airplanes. And what's that up there? Mamma mia, it's looking like a real Zeppelin. And it's coming closer to me. It's getting closer.
Luigi, it's me.
Rosa, what are you doing up on the roof? Go on, go down the stairs.
Papa said I should help you look for airplanes.
No, Rosa, don't come so close. Look, you're going to trip on that wire. Look out, Rosa. Look out, guys.
Luigi, don't worry. I fell on something soft.
Rosa, get up. You fell on me.
Now, don't try to talk, Luigi. Doctor says you gotta lay still until those 4 broken ribs heal up.
Luigi, how you feeling?
Well, not so good, Mr. Pellegrini.
Oh, he's a nothing. My daughter's got a crush on him, that's all.
Luigi, when my Joe was here, what you did last night is he went down to join the civil defense.
Oh, he did. That's a wonderful. Yeah.
He's going to learn first aid with the bandages. And if he gets good enough, who knows? Maybe I'm going to let him get up every night to change it to twins.
Hey, look, it looks like we got more customers.
Ben, how is the patient?
Hi, Luigi.
Astro,
Luigi, 18 people in the neighborhood signed up for civil defense work, including yours truly.
Yeah, me too. I was right behind your friend Horowitz. You know, I got to figuring last night, Luigi, after that air raid drill. If nobody volunteers and the emergency comes up, we'll all be running around like a pack of wild animals.
Sure, it's going to be like crossing a Michigan Boulevard against the lights.
Here comes somebody.
Good evening, folks.
I'm Mr. Flanagan.
The name is... Oh. How are you, Basco?
Mamma mia. How are you coming to see me? I'm a did maybe something wrong last night.
Look, Mr. Flanagan, what Luigi did last night was very good, even though he ain't was official.
Yeah, it was great.
Well, of course, Mr. Basco, I've heard all about the work you did, and I've come to swear you in your new position.
A new position?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what am I going to be? A plenty spot and watch water carry first. What am I
going to
be?
Mr. Basco, you're going to be the block captain.
Block captain? Mamma mia, how wonderful.
Officially, it's called the block warden. Now, if you're ready, repeat this oath of allegiance after me. I do solemnly swear... ...that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States...
...that I will defend and support the Constitution of the United States...
...that I take this obligation freely without any mental reservations...
...that I take this obligation free without any mental reservations...
...and that I will faithfully discharge the duties upon which I am about to enter...
...and that I will faithfully discharge the duties upon... Upon which I'm about to enter.
Good.
Please, wait, Mr. Flanagan. Yeah. Before you finish, I've got to ask you one thing.
Well, sure. What is it?
Make my Rosa say the same thing and pronounce them a man and a wife.
J. Carroll Nash is starred as Luigi Basco with Alan Reed as Pasquale, Jody Gilbert as Rosa, Mary Shipp as Miss Spaulding, Ken Peters as Olson, Cal March as Mr. Flanagan, and Sarah Berner as Mrs. Pellegrino. The music is under the direction of Lud Gluskin. This is Charles Lyon. This is the CBS Radio Network.
Life with Luigi, on Tuned to Yesterday from February 26, 1952 on CBS, part of their Thursday night lineup at 9 o'clock. Nearly 10 million people tuned into that broadcast. It's an hour of sitcoms on Tuned to Yesterday. I'm your host, Mark Levonier. And now Ezra Stone portrays Henry Aldrich in The Aldrich Family. This episode first aired on May 13th, 1948 on NBC.
And now Jell-O Puddings present...
Henry Aldrich.
Coming, Mother.
The Aldrich Family, based on characters originated by Clifford Goldsmith and starring Ezra Stone as Henry with Jackie Kelk as Homer. And here they are. Happy times are sometimes pretty difficult to recall. But to many of us, the happiest days of our life were those of our youth. And a surefire way to relive them is to make the acquaintance of a typical teenage boy like Henry Aldrich. It's evening, and the scene opens at the Aldrich dinner table.
Sam, will you have some more potatoes?
Yes, please, Alice. Thank you.
Will you have some, Mary?
No, thank you, Mother.
How about you, Henry? More potatoes? Henry?
Henry?
Henry.
Mother?
Yes?
May I please have some more potatoes?
What?
Henry, do you feel well?
Sure, I never felt better in my life.
Oh, my goodness, you look as if you're half dead.
Is that the phone? That's the phone.
Henry, pick up that chair.
But the phone's ringing.
Henry, don't run.
I'm not running.
You'll slip on the whole rug.
No, I won't. Oh, oh.
What happened?
I just slipped on the rug. That's all. Hello? Hello?
Hello, Henry.
Hello, Cynthia.
What are you doing?
Having my supper.
Really and truly?
Uh-huh.
So am I.
Really and truly?
Uh-huh.
What are you having?
Lamb chops.
Oh.
What are you?
Well, to tell you the truth, I can't remember.
Well, goodbye, Henry.
Goodbye, Cynthia.
Henry, where are you?
Here in the living room, Father.
What are you doing?
I thought I'd listen to the radio a while.
But, Henry, what about your supper?
Supper? Oh, gee, I forgot.
You forgot? You forgot you were right in the middle of supper?
Okay, Mary, if you're so interested in eating, why don't you go on and eat?
Henry, there's no need to snap at your sister.
But, Father, she snapped at me first.
I did not. My goodness, a person can't even ask you a civil question these days.
All right, Mary, that's enough. Well, I wonder how Kathleen is enjoying her little vacation.
Oh, is Kathleen away?
My goodness, Father, don't you remember how Henry sulked around here for days after she left?
All right, Mary. Have you written to Kathleen recently, Henry? Henry?
What? Oh, no thanks, Mother. I don't care for any.
You don't care for any of what?
Whatever Mother was offering me.
Dear, I wasn't offering you anything. I merely asked if you'd written to Kathleen.
Kathleen?
Yes, dear. Kathleen Anderson.
Oh, her. No, she hasn't.
She hasn't what?
Written to me.
Dear, that isn't what I asked you.
I mean, she hasn't phoned. Oh, that reminds me.
Where are you going?
Now it's my turn to phone Cynthia.
Henry, your dinner... Henry!
Henry! Henry!
Well, my goodness. Sam, what are we going to do?
There isn't anything to worry about, Alice. They all go through it.
Not like this. Ever since he met that Cynthia, he seems to have completely lost his mind.
That's what I say, Mother.
No, Alice, he's just lost his heart. It's a perfectly normal reaction.
Reaction to what?
Spring, Alice, spring. It's just a little late catching up with Henry, that's all.
Well, if summer doesn't get here soon, he's going to starve to death. Just look at his plate. And Sam, I'm sure he's not studying.
That's not abnormal.
And now, Sam.
All right, if it's going to worry you, just forbid him to see the girl for a few weeks.
Oh, no, Sam, I couldn't do that.
Why not?
Henry's extremely sensitive. We might give him a complex he'd never get over.
Oh, nonsense, Alice.
The thing to do is divert him. If I could just keep him from going over to Cynthia's for one evening...
Oh, my goodness, look at the time. I'll have to hurry.
Where are you going, dear?
You know, down to the church. I promised Helen Forbes I'd lend her something blue.
Something blue? What is it?
Why, just something, Father.
Oh.
When is she getting married, dear?
On Saturday. They're having the rehearsal down at the church tonight.
Helen Forbes, is she that pretty girl who's been over here a few times?
Yes, Father, she's a friend of mine.
Well... A friend of yours, and she's getting married. Well.
Sam, why are you looking at Mary like that?
Father, she's 3 years older than I am.
My, won't Helen make a beautiful bride with that lovely blonde hair?
Mother!
Well, hello there, Henry. Nice to have you with us.
Yes, sir. Well, goodbye.
Here, where are you going?
No place, Mother. Just over to Cynthia's.
Again?
Gee whiz, Mary. I haven't been there since last night.
Hey, Henry.
Well, here's Homer. Isn't that nice?
Homer? What does he want?
Hi, everybody. Hi, Hen Old-Timer. Let's go.
Let's go where?
Any place, Hen Old-Pal. I'll treat you to the movies, or we could go over to my house and fool around.
Homer, I can't.
Did I tell you I got a brother for my stuffed rattlesnake?
Doesn't that sound lovely?
But, Homer, I have a previous engagement.
But, Henry, who am I going to pal around with?
Henry, I'm afraid you won't be able to see Cynthia tonight, after all.
I won't?
I want you to run an errand for me.
But, Mother, you...
Mary, please run and get that parcel that's to go to the church.
Oh, but, Mother...
Now, Mary, I think Henry is definitely the one to deliver it.
Oh, I understand.
You understand what, Mary?
Mary, are you doing anything tonight?
Look, Mother, look, I've already promised Cynthia.
Now, dear, I'm sure you think more of your own mother than you do of Cynthia, even though she's a very nice girl in her own way.
Oh, sure, but... Well, sure,
Now,
but...
please go and get your coat on.
Well, sure, but...
Henry, do what your mother says.
But, Father...
Henry!
Yes, Father, I'm doing.
Oh, dear.
What's the matter?
Just occurred to me, Sam, a wedding rehearsal.
What about it?
I wonder if I should expose Henry to an atmosphere like that in his present frame of mind.
On the contrary, Alice, I think it should do him good.
You do?
Yes. Might make him realize the finality of it all.
Sam, what do you mean by that?
Now then, we'll begin the rehearsal at the beginning. The groom stands here.
Here, Mr. Carson?
That's right, Tom. And the best man here. That's right. Now, the ushers lead the procession. The bridesmaid is next, Doreen.
Yes, Mr. Carson.
And then, of course, the bride. And may I take this opportunity, Helen, to say that a prettier bride has never graced this church.
Thank you, Mr. Carson.
Now then, we'll start with the procession.
You don't want me to walk down the aisle now, do you, Mr. Carson?
Oh, no, Helen, it's bad luck.
Of course. Doreen will take your place.
All right. Would you mind if I stepped out to the vestibule for a little air until you're ready for me?
Go right ahead, Helen. We'll let you know when we're ready to rehearse the ceremony.
Thank you.
Now, are we all ready? You ready at the organ, Mrs. McLean?
Yes, Mr. Carson.
Oh, hello. Are you looking for somebody?
Yes, I am. I'm looking for some girl called... Gee whiz.
What's the matter?
Well, gee. Hello.
Hello.
Gee, I didn't expect to see anybody as pretty as you. I mean, you know, at a wedding, everybody's usually pretty old.
Well, yes, I guess they are. Who did you say you were looking for?
I can't remember.
You can't? Well, what's your name?
Why, Henry? Yeah, Henry.
My name's Helen, Helen Forbes.
Well, gee, you're the one I have to give this to.
Thank you very much. What is it?
My sister Mary wouldn't tell me.
Oh, I understand. This is from Mary Aldridge. You're her brother.
Yeah. She's my sister. Gee, who's getting married anyway? Oh, there she is, walking down the aisle. Gee, I wonder who the poor guy is.
Oh, you don't believe in marriage?
Well, I don't know. Gee, you get married and all the romance goes right out of life. Except in certain cases, that is.
Well, how do you mean?
Well, you take... Are you married?
Not yet.
Me either. I mean, well, gee whiz, I guess I'd better be running along. Goodbye, Miss...
Goodbye, Henry.
Goodbye, Helen.
Hi, Hen, old-timer.
Homer, what are you doing here?
I just happen to be passing. Gee, what a coincidence, eh, Henry? Hen? Say, listen, do you know what's on at the Bijou tonight?
What?
The best cowboy movie you ever saw. I've seen it 3 times, and it gets better every time.
Excuse me, Homer, will you stop jumping in front of me?
Oh, boy. You mean you're still going over to see Cynthia?
Cynthia?
Yeah.
Cynthia who?
Good morning, Mother. Good morning, Father.
Good morning.
Sit right down, Mary. Your breakfast is all ready.
My goodness, I'm starved.
Isn't this a lovely morning? My, I can't remember when I've seen a nicer day.
Yes, looks just like an ordinary day to me.
Well, perhaps it's because I feel so happy. Sam, did you know my little plan worked?
What little plan?
Diverting Henry last night by sending him over to the church. He's completely lost interest in Cynthia.
Now, Alice, a reversal like that could hardly take place in a few hours.
Well, it has. Cynthia phoned here this morning, and Henry asked me to tell her he was out of town.
Really, Mother?
Is that so? You mean he's back to normal?
Absolutely, dear.
Well.
Good evening, everybody.
What?
I mean, good afternoon. I mean, what time is it?
It's morning.
Oh.
May, 1948. Friday.
Friday? Oh, then I have to go to school. Well, goodbye, everybody.
Henry, you haven't eaten your breakfast.
Oh, I haven't? Okay.
He's out of town, all right. He's out of the world.
Sam, you're mistaken about the whole thing.
Yeah? Henry?
Yes, Father?
Done your Christmas shopping yet?
Not yet. I'll get around to it sometime this week.
What? My goodness.
Hey, Henry, you going to school?
I'm coming, Homer.
Henry, haven't you forgotten something?
Oh, sure. Merry Christmas.
What are we going to do?
Hi, Hen, old pal.
Hi.
Your phone's ringing.
I know. Hold my books a second, will you?
Sure, old-timer.
Hello?
Hello. Is that Henry?
Yeah. Who's this?
This is Helen Forbes.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Homer, beat it.
Well, gee whiz.
Hello, Helen.
Hello.
How are you? Imagine you phoning. I mean, how are you?
I'm just fine, thank you. Could I speak to Mary, please?
Mary? Wouldn't I do?
Well, you could give her the message. I just wanted to thank her for that package she sent over last night.
Well, gee, I'll tell her.
All right, thank you, Henry. Goodbye.
Wait, well, wait a minute.
Yes?
I just mean... Oh, while you're on the phone, boy, isn't this a nice day?
Yes, it's lovely. I only hope it's as nice tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Is anything special happening tomorrow?
What? In a way, yes.
Oh, I guess you have to go to that darn wedding, huh?
Yes, I think I should.
Well, gee, do you really have to? Couldn't they get along without you?
Henry, do you happen to know who's getting married tomorrow?
Who cares? And listen, Helen, you can take it from me. The whole thing's pretty boring.
Oh, really?
Sure. Gee whiz, they're all the same. If you've been to one, you've been to them all.
Henry, why don't you come along tomorrow? I don't think you'll find it boring.
You're inviting me?
Yes, will you come?
Will I come, I'll say. And look, what are you doing afterwards?
What? Well, I'll see you afterwards, Henry.
You will? You will?
Goodbye now.
Oh, boy. Goodbye. Oh, boy, Homer!
Hey, Henry, we're gonna be late.
Homer, guess who that was that just phoned me? Helen Forbes.
Helen Forbes? The Helen Forbes that's a friend of Mary's?
Yeah.
Henry, why are you looking like that? She's old enough to be your grandmother.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'll tell you how old she is, Homer. She just made a date with me for tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Yeah, for a wedding, and then we're going out someplace afterwards.
But, Henry, tomorrow's a perfectly good Saturday. I plan on us going someplace swell tomorrow.
Let's see, where could I take her?
I thought we might go on a swell picnic.
Say, a picnic?
Or to a ball game.
Homer, that's a wonderful idea. We'll go to a ball game.
We will?
I bet Helen loves ball games.
You mean we have to take Helen?
Homer, I'm sorry, but there won't be room for you.
There won't? But, Henry, what's to become of me?
Now, set that basket of lilies over here where it's cool. Careful of the roses.
Oh,
don't
mister!
Touch the bride's bouquet. I'll do that myself. Yes, sir, may I help you?
Yes, sir. Please, I'd like to order a corsage, and I'm in a hurry.
A corsage?
Yes, please. Of flowers.
What kind of flowers?
Well, I'll tell you. It's for a girl to wear to a wedding, see, and I've spent most of my money for tickets to the baseball game.
How about a nice spring corsage of daisies?
Well, gee, I don't know. You take daisies...
They're the cheapest we've got.
They are? Well, yes. Yes, I think daisies would be just about perfect, sure.
I'll make up a corsage right away. I hope you don't mind if I rush you a little. We're very busy getting ready for the wedding this afternoon.
The wedding? Gee, I'm getting ready for that, too. Have to get a haircut and get my shoes shined.
I sure envy the lucky guy that wins Helen Forbes today.
Helen Forbes? Oh, gee whiz, that's me.
You?
Sure.
Go on.
Yeah, boy, I can hardly believe it myself.
But I thought you'd be... Well, aren't you a little... Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
I certainly wish you all the best of luck. And may all your troubles be little ones.
Yes. Yeah. What's that?
But say, what do you want these daisies for?
Why, they're for Helen.
Miss Forbes? But her flowers have already been ordered.
They have? What kind did she order?
White roses.
White roses? How much is that going to cost me?
Oh, they're all paid for.
They are? They're paid for? Well, gee whiz, that's considerate of her.
Hey, Henry.
Oh, Homer.
Gee, old-timer, what a coincidence. I just happened to be passing, and just by coincidence, I saw you in here.
Yeah, well, it's been nice seeing you, Homer.
Isn't this a swell day, Hen?
Yeah. Just forget about those daisies, mister.
Okay.
Isn't it a perfect day
so
for
long.
A picnic? Hen? Boy, is he out of his mind. He doesn't know what he's doing.
He does seem pretty young to be taking a step like this.
Well, he does the same thing every spring.
Every spring?
Sure. One thing, though, it doesn't last long.
How long?
About a week.
Now, wait a minute. Do you mean to say he only stays married for a week?
Married? Married?
Well, sure. Didn't you know he's getting married today?
Who told you? Who told you?
He did.
Oh, boy. I knew it would come to this. Oh, boy.
It's in your closet, dear.
Well, I think maybe I'll go out to the golf course.
Mother! Mother! What is it, Henry? Who hid my polka dot tie? Dear, nobody hid it. It's in your top drawer. No, it isn't. I dumped out every one of my drawers, and it isn't. Oh, here it is.
Alice, where's he going this afternoon?
I think to a baseball game.
He's wearing his blue serge suit to a baseball game. What's he going to do, umpire?
Well, dear, I haven't wanted to worry you, but frankly, the whole thing has me puzzled, too.
How do you mean?
Well, first thing this morning, he borrowed a dollar for a corsage. He said his life depended on it.
A corsage?
Sam, I asked him who it was for, and do you know what he said?
What?
Sam, he hedged.
Well, he's probably taking some girl.
But, dear, if he's just taking a girl to a baseball game, why wouldn't he come out and say so? And do you know he hasn't eaten a bite of food since yesterday?
Hey, Mrs. Aldridge.
Alice, can't we keep that front door locked?
Every time I try it, Sam, he comes in the dining room window.
Oh, there you are. I just want to say, Mrs. Aldrich and Mr. Aldrich, that you can count on me.
We certainly can.
You'll miss Henry at first, sure. But I'll try to be a real son to you.
I beg your pardon?
Only, boy, after all these years, wouldn't you think he would at least have told me?
Told you what?
Well, I'm not holding it against him, Mr. Aldrich. Gee, if he wants somebody else to be best man. Gee, I understand.
Now, wait a minute. Homer, what are you talking about?
Well, you know, when Henry gets married.
Oh.
Oh, well, I'm sure you'll be best man, dear. But Henry won't be getting married for some time.
Gee whiz, don't you think this afternoon's pretty close?
This afternoon?
Sam!
Who is it? Oh, Father.
May I come in, son?
Sure, Father. Come on in. Gee, I hope you don't mind if I go on getting ready.
You go right ahead. You getting ready for something pretty important?
I'll say. Boy, this is the biggest day of my life.
I see. Going to the baseball game, eh, son?
Yes, sir. That's one of the things.
I see. Well, now, I hope you won't think I'm prying, but would you feel like telling me what the other things are?
Just something I'm doing first, Father. I don't think you'd be interested.
I might be.
Oh, you'd only laugh at me.
Oh, why should I laugh?
You'd think I was too young. I mean, just because a girl happens to be a couple years one way or the other.
I suppose I give you my word I won't laugh.
Well, I'm just stopping off at the church for a little while.
The church? I see.
Gee, Father, it's the funniest thing. I never even thought she was interested. And then, boy, right out of a clear blue sky, she asks me point blank.
She asked you?
Sure, that's the wonderful part. Boy, I never could have gotten around, get up enough nerve to ask her. Gee, she even paid for her own flowers.
Henry, did it occur to you that your mother and I might have liked to meet her?
You have met her, Father. Her name's Helen Forbes.
Helen Forbes? But she's going to... Helen Forbes?
What's the matter, Father?
Excuse me.
Gee whiz.
Alice!
Sam, what did he say? Did you find out?
Alice, there's nothing to worry about. I don't know where he got the idea, but he thinks he's marrying Helen Forbes.
What? Oh, my heavens.
So all we have to do is to tell him point blank that she's marrying somebody else.
Sam, we can't possibly do that.
Why not?
A sensitive boy like Henry? Sam, we'll have to find a way to soften the blow. A shock like that could turn him against women for life.
Hello, Mother. I'm phoning from DeHaven's drugstore. And look, do we have any rice at home? We don't. But, Mother, I have to have some. And listen, if your best friend was getting married, what would you think of a pair of stuffed rattlesnakes for a present? One for each of them.
Oh, Miss Forbes. Miss Forbes, the minister is waiting. Everyone's ready to start.
Everyone will just have to wait, Mr. Burgess.
What's that?
Please hold everything up for a few minutes. Now then, Mrs. Aldrich, where were we?
Well, first of all, Helen, I'd better be the one to tell him.
Yes, I think so.
And then I'll give him his new wristwatch.
Yes, Mary.
And then I'll tell him that he's going on a nice trip to visit his Uncle John.
And I'll tell him about doubling his allowance.
And then, Helen, you step forward.
Yes, and I'll say, Henry, we want to be good friends of yours, Tom and I.
That's good.
We want you to know that our house is open to you, and we hope to see you there often.
My, that's lovely. And Helen, I'll promise to keep him away.
Now, does anyone know where Henry is?
I think he's out in the vestibule. Come along, everyone. Oh, not you, Helen. You wait a minute.
Henry.
Father and Mother.
Mother! Gee whiz, what are you doing here?
Well, dear...
Mary!
Hello, Henry.
Henry...
Yes, Mother?
Henry...
Excuse me, but does anybody happen to know why the wedding is being held up?
Yes, Doreen.
Why, gee. Hello.
Hello. And my name's Doreen. I'm a bridesmaid.
Yeah, you are? Gee, you're about the prettiest bridesmaid I ever... Gee, hello. What's your name again?
Doreen. What's yours?
Doreen. I mean Henry.
Henry.
Look. Would you like to go for a little walk out on the lawn?
Why, that would be lovely.
Henry, we did have something to tell you, but... Henry?
Henry? Henry?
We can go out this way.
All right.
Watch out for your veil.
Oh, thank you.
Here, take my arm. Let me help you down the steps.
My, aren't you thoughtful? Here, let me give you one of my flowers.
Oh, boy.
Hey! What's that boy throwing at us?
Happy wedding day.
Homer!
Congratulations and many of them. Long life and happiness. Happy wedding day.
Hey, cut it out! What are you throwing at us?
Macaroni. I couldn't get any right.
Now listen, Homer.
The Aldrich Family, on Tuned to Yesterday from May 13th, 1948, an NBC broadcast. That wraps up this hour of sitcoms on Tuned to Yesterday. Be sure to be with us next time for more great programs from radio's yesteryear. Until our next hour together, I'm Mark LeVanier. Thanks for listening.